This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Well, a few things came out of yesterday's meeting, the first fair dinkum meeting of the Douglas Shire Council since the local government elections. Firstly, the two ferry situation and the contract with the ferry operators. They're looking at that and, maybe renegotiating that. They're also looking at a possible bridge crossing on the river. Both these things are being looked at with the possible economic benefits to the region. So there's two things going on at the moment. So all of this sort of news and BS that's floating around at the moment saying they've decided on a bridge, that the mayor is going to build a bridge, that's not the case. They're looking at the bridge and they're looking at the two ferry operation. And it will go out to public consultation, that is, out to the public. In fact, the mayor had this to say to me.
There was information within that that affects every ratepayer, potentially affects every ratepayer in the Shire. And this information needs to come out to the public. Now, one of my main things, as you well know, as I pushed it very hard, is for transparency. I want a transparent council.
That's the Mayor, Michael Kerr. Just remembering that in December last year, Council resolved to allow the Chief Executive Officer, that's Mark Stormer, to finalise contractual negotiations with local company Ciron Enterprises Proprietary Limited. But then that went back and forward to solicitors, etc., with negotiations, quite complicated negotiations. And that delayed the final signing. Thank goodness for that. Now the ratepayers will have a say on what they want. Makes a change, doesn't it? Now, a microgrid that will see solar power and hydrogen technology to provide clean and reliable energy north of the Daintree River has received support from the Douglas Shire Council. Council has resolved to support the federal government's Daintree microgrid project and acknowledge the need for reliable and clean energy for residents and businesses in the World Heritage listed rainforest. There's currently no mains power grid north of the Daintree River to Cape Tribulation, with the exception of a few locations directly across from Daintree Village. Businesses and residents are responsible for their own energy needs, and many have got outdated, unreliable and polluting diesel generators, and we've spoken about that tons of times here at Fab FM, the millions and millions of litres of fuel polluting the Daintree rainforest. Douglas Shire Mayor Michael Kerr says the council supports and wants to send out an important signal to ratepayers in the energy market. Councillor Roy Zamataro was the only person not voting for the measure, citing the fact he's never been invited to a meeting north of the river to discuss the project. Something refuted by Russell O'Doherty, president of the Daintree Renewable Energy Inc.
We have proof that we invited Roy to two public meetings. One was on the 6th of the 3rd, 2017. It was the Daintree Rainforest Summit, where Josh Frydenberg and Warren Ench and quite a few other dignitaries attended. The other one was on the 6th of the 11th, 2019. At another public meeting at Heritage Lodge where Angus Taylor came up to address the community. Both occasions, Roy didn't even bother responding to our invitation, which was a little bit disappointing. And the third time was he stated that he's had no information about the Daintree Energy Project at all. We had a deputation with Council on the 16th of the 4th last year in the Council Chambers. Richard Shulman, the Director of Vault Advisory, who was doing the work for us to develop a shovel-ready, fully designed and engineered paper. Roy Zamataro was at that meeting. The only councillor that wasn't at the meeting was Councillor Carey. So he had been invited to these public meetings.
What was your reaction when Roy Zamataro said he hadn't even been invited to these meetings?
Oh, mate, we were really disappointed, like, to know that in actual fact he had. was really disappointing. You know, I could say probably outraged that he would do say that in council, knowing full well that he had been invited. I think it's pretty poor, actually. And for a councillor, a second term councillor, he should know better. Like if it was a first term councillor, okay, you can cut them a little bit of slack, but it is really, really poor. And then on top of that, to say his reasoning for not supporting the motion for support of the Daintree Energy Project in saying that there'll be openings for a large supermarket in the Daintree and there'll be large scale development, knowing full well that will never be a possibility. He knows that for a fact, just a false sort of idea. Now, what sort of councillor is he? I think it's embarrassing that this guy has been re-elected as a councillor. I also heard that in the council meeting yesterday, that he believes in his thoughts that he would rather see the Douglas Shire go back to the way it was in the 70s than sort of be a vibrant shire sort of get infrastructure put in place to make it a better place. So he's not acting in the best interest of the residents and especially those people that voted for him. He's acting on his own instincts and his own wishes, and I think that's absolutely appalling.
That is Russell O'Doherty there. Now, I've put a call in to Roy Zamataro to give his side of the story as to why he has said this. Russell says he was invited to meetings. Roy Zamataro told the council meeting he hasn't. So I've reached out to Roy Zamataro. He hasn't called me back yet, but the invitation is there for him to have his say on this matter. Well, council staff will inspect a privately owned swimming pool next to Oaks Resort in Port Douglas to determine the feasibility of buying the site. Douglas Shire Council resolved to allocate $5,000 towards assessing the state of the 25-metre seven-lane lap pool, which was built in the 1980s. Now, the site is located next to the former QT Resort on Port Douglas Road, and the railway line is right there from the Ballyhooly train, which would be very, very convenient. It also contains about 1.7 hectares of land and a gymnasium. Although only a portion of the land is available to buy, that could be subdivided for council and used for further things. Now, Douglas Shire Mayor Michael Kerr says council considered the site as a potential short-term option to bring a public swimming pool area and splash park to Port Douglas. Michael Kerr says a lagoon project like the last council proposed would be last on the list of things to do. Hear, hear. Totally agree. Great in Disneyland, but for Port, I'm afraid, pie in the sky stuff. And it was always just being a distraction put forward by the former councillors and mayor just to say, hey, don't look over here, look over here. And that's what they did, the last council. And the lagoon was never, ever, ever going to be built. Thank goodness it won't. Moving on, and Douglas Shire Council will receive more than $5.2 million to deliver local infrastructure projects in areas impacted by the 2019 monsoon trough event. These projects are being delivered through the $242 million Exceptional Circumstances Package, jointly funded by the Commonwealth and Queensland governments under the Disaster Recovery Funding Arrangements. The projects include upgrade crossings on Zigzag Road, $2.1 million, improved drainage on Cape Tribulation Bloomfield Road, $3.1 million, seal sections of the access road within Foxton Park, $39,000, and replace handrails on the bridge crossing Daintree water intake, that is $13,000. Federal Leichhardt MP Warren Entsch welcomed the funding announcement, saying it was exactly the certainty that's needed during the current coronavirus pandemic. So for the first fair dinkum meeting of the new council, all very, very positive stuff. Ah, refreshing.